I'm right here right now, humming this little song. If I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I gotta see you again. And if you're listening, listening.
And on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Out a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love. Buying on time, without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Edwards' home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
That lipstick on your collar, well, it ain't my shade of pink. And I can tell by the smell of that perfume, it's like $40 too cheap. And there's a little wine stain on the pocket of your white cotton thread. Well, you drink beer and whiskey, boy, and you know I don't drink red. Found it over in the corner, wadded up on the bedroom floor. You should've hid it in the closet, you should've burned it, you should've lost it. And now I won't have to hang you out to try, try, try. To come knocking on my door. Yeah, I won't have to hang you out to try, try, try. Close bin all your secrets to the limelight. Leave them blowing in the wind to say goodbye to you. All those midnight sneaking in, I'm late again. Oh, I'm so sorry. All the Ajax clean your dirty laundry. Oh, 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 oh. Found it over in the corner, wadded up on the bedroom floor. You should have hid it in the closet, you should have burned it, you should have lost it. Now I'll have to hang you out to try.
Summer statewide text to win contest on 105.5 WIRI. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
Hi everyone, Seth here from the Second Cup, 9 to 12 mornings here on WIRI, and I'm going to give you right now the next word in our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest all throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Get out the Civic Media app, everyone. Get ready to text in this word, sun, S-U-N. Sun is the word for this hour. You have till 5 o'clock to qualify for this hour's prize, which is $100 cash. And, of course, you also get entered into the grand prize drawing of a trip to Baraboo/Wisconsin Dells or a getaway to Door County. Those are the big grand prizes we'll be giving away next week. And you'll have four more chances tomorrow and on Friday as well. But right now, the word is sun, S-U-N. Text that in before 5 o'clock. We've got some high school softball coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, here's Billy Currington on 105.5.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. Said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m., I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today, just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone, but I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon outdoor dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him, and you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're make me
me, you know I got that same old Tennessee. 615, bitch, you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again. Single again.
Your smart speaker to play WIRI.
I never had no one that I could count on. I've been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. It was a feeling I'd never known. And for the first time, I didn't feel alone. Nobody ever has. When my world goes crazy, you're right there to save me. You make me see how much I have. And I still tremble when we touch. And oh, the look in your eyes when we make love. Look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense. You're my best friend. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense. Yeah.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Playoff High School Action here on 105.5 FM WIRI, where we have Division 4 sectional semifinal action coming your way, as it is the number 2 seeded Assumption Royals taking on the number 1 seeded and 2-time defending Division 5 state champion Pacelli Cardinals. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Comer. Back at studio, Seth Habiger, working the magic as always, and on this bright, sunny day, lots of sun out there. That is a key word here to text in to the Civic Media app to win some prizes. Go ahead and do that. Keyword, sun. So we'll see how many times I can get sun into this broadcast. It is one more game closer to Madison at Goodman Diamond. And the winner of this game moves on to the sectional final tomorrow, where they will take on Melrose Mindoro, who took down Augusta in the other sectional semifinal. So it'll be 5 o'clock tomorrow, and if Royals get there, hopefully we will be there too. We will see, hopefully in about an hour and a half, 2 hours, if the Royals will be going or if it'll be the Cardinals again. So we'll see how that goes. So coming into this game, the Assumption Royals, number 2 seed, they've made some pretty quick work of opponents as they had a first round bye, and then the regional semifinals, they beat Marquesan by 10-0 score, no hitter thrown by Macy Vollert. And then in the regional finals, she was equally as controlling as the Royals took down Auburndale 5-2 in that rubber match in those Merriwood Conference South Division Titans there. As Royals, yeah, they might not have won the conference, but boy, oh boy, they got the last laugh as they took down the conference champions. As the Cardinals of Pacelli, they've just run over everybody this year. Only one loss on the season, as they are poised and trying to get their second or third straight state championship, as they are trying to get their first one after being bumped up into Division 4, just like the Royals and just like Oakfield, as the success multiplier the WIAA has started to use has forced them to move up a division. The Cardinals, on the other hand, they made quick work of everybody as well, as on their side of the bracket, Pacelli had a bye, and then they beat Nisita 12-1 in six innings, and then they held on to beat Marathon 1-0 in a pitcher's duel. Excuse me, as Marathon, a team that Assumption had beaten twice handily, gave the Cardinals everything they wanted and more, whereas there is some history here between the Cardinals and the Royals, as Assumption took on Pacelli earlier in the year in April, and things didn't go the way they wanted to for the Royals. Committed 9 errors. Yes, I didn't say no in German. That was 9 errors on the day as the Royals were knocked off 10-0 in 5 innings. And just wasn't their day. So they're hoping their fortunes switch. And as the sun shines, it brightens things up for them as they do a little better and get the upset, so to speak, in the seeding that there is in the bracket. So they're doing the opening introductions for the teams as we look at this top of the first inning that is coming up, as the Royals will be coming up to bat first as they are the visiting team. As leading off for the Royals and playing third, as I think I believe they entered that wrong in the scorebook. It should be Schooley leading off, followed by
Ari Cavanaugh. At the third spot, Claire Nelson and Macy Vollert in cleanup. Macy pitching again for the Royals. Playing second, Elena Aoi. Then first in the sixth spot, Brianna Aoi. Lexi Stofflet playing left. Then Reagan Stobleski as the designated player. And Emerson Bray is playing center. Defensive alignment for the Cardinals will be Kaylin Yenter, catcher, Peyton Mansell pitching. As Jaden Zdroik playing first, Amelia Martini second, Maddie Pionic at third, then Ava Tess playing shortstop, Ella Van Order in left, Katie Ilka center, and in right, the final member of the defensive look is Caden Nelson. So, Seth, with that, we're going to take a two-minute break. And for the national anthem, we will be back here in 2 minutes here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at VisitWisRapids.com.
Paper City Savings mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Bud Field here in beautiful Plover, Wisconsin, at the Wowiak softball. I'm thinking soccer because we got soccer coming up later on in the week, but the softball complex here in Plover, beautiful facilities. It's been probably close to 10 years since I've been here. Yeah, I know, I see a lot of softball, and you'd think I'd be here a little more, but nope, have not been, so... Really, really nice facility. They got a nice pavilion here up above the play, and about the only thing is a little bit unprotected for foul balls. But that's okay, as I got another media group in front of me that they'll take the brunt of it if anything comes through, and that's okay with me. So we are just about underway as Anna Schooley is due up first, as that was a misprint in the orders. As first pitch, strike to Anna Schooley. Schooley is 0-1 of the count as she stands in there. Peyton Mansell, she fires home again, works pretty quickly, swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2 to the count to Schooley. Three-man umpire group today as the playoffs continue deeper and deeper in the run. They have more availability, and they want to make a better call on the field. Make sure the best team does get through. As payoff pitch goes high, and the count goes. One ball, two strikes to Schooley. Cardinals wearing their dark blue tops, men bottoms, white socks, some red trim on there. So they have white Pacelli across the front and white numbers on the back, white numbers on the front as well. Whereas the Royals, blue tops with white numbers across the back and white number on front with the Assumption A about over the heart, whereas they got their pinstripe pants and long blue socks. So 2-2 count to Schooley, and she goes down swinging for the first out of the game. And Schooley's down with the forward-facing K, and that now brings up Ari Cavanaugh, third baseman for the Royals. She stands in, one of the juniors on this team, and she comes up with one down. Mansell fires home, swing and a miss for Cavanaugh, and she's down the count. One ball, or no balls, one strike. A little bit slower delivery now for Mansell. As she delivers home, swing and a miss. Count goes no balls, two strikes to Cavanaugh. Again, the winner of this one faces Melrose Mindoro tomorrow down in Aceta, 5 o'clock. If it is the Royals, we'll do our darndest to get that game on air. And there's another swing and a miss for Cavanaugh. That's two down for the Royals already in the top of the first inning. That brings up Claire Nelson. I stopped at her graduation party this past weekend, and said, "So I hear you called me Clarence on the radio." And I said, "Yes, I sure did." And she laughed, and I actually got the full story of Claire Clarence Nelson. And it was actually during a basketball camp that Coach Ryan Klein called her Clarence, and Rob Schill heard it and said, "This shall be your nickname until, well, forever." As swing and a miss for Nelson as she's down with count 0-1. Now she fouls one back, and it's 0-2 to Nelson. Two down in the top of the first. No score between the Royals and the Cardinals. Think about it. Look at the MLB standings. It's the Highway 54 series here. It's like the I-70 series going on in St. Louis right now between the Royals and the Cardinals. And down goes Nelson looking for the third. Strikeout, striking out the side is Mansell. And she's dealing already. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Going to the bottom of the first inning here at Spud Field in Woyak Park. And it'll be the Cardinals taking to the field. We'll have it for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Cardinals do up here in the bottom of the first inning. No score as the pitcher for the Cardinals, Peyton Mansell, she struck out the side in the top of the first inning. And boy, oh boy, that was pretty quick as now Macy Vollert looking to equate that as well. And she will do that. And here is the order for the Cardinals. Leading off, Maddie Pionic playing third. Then Katie Elka playing center field in the second spot. Third spot, Kaylin Yenter, who's catching. Then Amelia Martini, who's playing second in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth, Ava Tess at shortstop. Caden Nelson in the sixth spot. Now she's in right. Peyton Mansell, who's in seventh spot. And she pitching. Ella Van Order playing left field. She's in the eighth hole. And at the bottom of the order, Jaden Zdroik playing first. The Royals as follows. Pitching Macy Vollert. Catching, that would be Claire Nelson playing first. That would be Elena Howie playing second. Brianna Howie. Then third is Ari Cavanaugh, shortstop, Anna Schooley. Left field, Lexi Stofflett. Center field, Emerson Fry. And then in right, Kylie Carroll. So with that, Vollert deals in the first one, and that is a strike to Pionic, and that is an 0-1 count. Fowler working pretty quickly is take another one. That will be outside for a ball. The Cardinals, coached by Ann Molsky, one of the legends here in central Wisconsin. Very, very nice lady. Always enjoyed talking to her when I've had the chance to interview her over the years. Just a wealth of knowledge in softball and just a nice person. Always enjoyed talking to her. And then, of course, you got the dynamic duo of Charlie Nelson and Rob Schill on the other side, and they're always fun to talk with as well. Known them for a long time. As there's a foul back into the netting. The count goes 2-2 to Pionic. These teams know each other well. They play each other at least once a year. Second time this year, as the Cardinals were 10-0 victors in April. Last year, they met in the Final Four, Division Four, as a foul back into the screen. Count stays level. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody down. Bottom first inning. No score either. We play right on along. As Cardinals, they just pounded on the Royals as the game went on down at Goodman Diamond. That was a game Randy Paul and I brought to you last year. Last high school game of the season. As pitch high and outside, and that loads up the count. Pionic stands in there waiting the payoff pitch from Vollert. Pitch on the way, foul back, and we redo it again for the payoff pitch. Yeah, haven't heard too much from Randy lately. I'm sure he's enjoying the sun. Remember, text that into the app, the Civic Media app, and chance to win some prizes, money, some money today. As there's a grounder hit under the glove of Kavanaugh, picked up by Stofflet, is digging in for second as Pionic, and she's there in time. So that would be going for an E5. That allows Pionic in to second, which I think they might call. I mean, you gotta think she has that one. Just hopped under her glove, so maybe they'll call that a hit. Well, I'm sure the Royals will say that. Nope, should have had that. That was an error. Either way, swinging away on the first pitch is Katie Ilka. As runner stands on second for the Cardinals. Take a look at what the scoring goes, as they do actually rule that a hit. Swing and a miss, and that's 0-2 count now to Ilka. I could see them saying maybe a hit and an error, because she did leg it out into two, but they're calling that a single, so we'll revise that scoring decision on my own. And going down looking is Ilka, and that negates that leadoff single, so backwards K for Ilka, and that's out number one, setting things up for Kaylin Yenter. Runner still on second for the Cardinals, as Royals trying to negate that leadoff single. Pitch just a little bit outside, look good in the zone, and count goes 1 ball, no strikes. Ballard looks in to Nelson, rocks, fires home, a little bit slower as that goes low and outside for ball two. 2-0 count. Runner on second, one down, bottom of the first inning. No score here at Spud Field. As winner plays again tomorrow. Ballert deals home, and that's going to be lined out to center. That's a deep hit ball, and that's off the fence. Hitting off the fence there is Emerson Bry, as that's an RBI double, as that was a heck of a hit there. Young lady's okay. Says she's fine. Looks at the umpire, says she's fine. Looks at the dugout, says she's fine. But there's still an RBI double for Yenter. And that's a 1-0 softball game, as that brings up Amelia Martini. One down in the inning, 1-0 Pacelli over the Royals. That's a heck of it. As a Cardinals fan, I'm hoping that the I-70 series in St. Louis today goes the Cardinals' way, but this one, I'll be honest, let's go the Royals' way. Why not? I'm from Wisconsin, happens after all. Has 1-0 count to Martini, and another pitch in there. It's going to be a 2-0 count to Martini. Well, they're saying 1-1. Got screened out by a beam quick. So, pitching home. Swing and a miss for Martini. And she's at 1-2 in the count. Runner on second, one down, 1-0 Pacelli over the Royals. Ballard deals home, and that will be outside, and the count levels 2-2. See what the Royals can do here. Dealing home, swing and a miss, and down goes Martini. She chased that one up the ladder for out number two, and that'll bring up Ava Tess. Tess trying to bring in another run. It's 1-0 Pacelli. Bottom first inning, two down, runner on second. Tess stands in, and first pitch could be outside. Smaller trails in the count, one ball, no strikes. Coaching lineup there, of course, Ann Molsky, Stephanie Treichel, and Tom Kuchowski, John Johnson, Hannah Wolfert, and Beth Nemec. All Assumption grads, Pacelli, it's kind of interesting. This Treichel, she actually coached at Port Edwards for a few years, along with her father, John Johnson. As Treichel is an 03 grad. Kuchowski, 65, John Johnson, 69, Wolfert, 15, and Nemec, 04. So it's a one ball, two strike count, and that's going to be high, as that will now level the count 2-2 to Tass. Of course, just a quick little jaunt down the highway, and swing and a miss, as that will do it in the bottom of the first inning for out number three. Striking out the side is Vollert, saying, hey, I can do it too. But difference, one run on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. We're through one, and the Pacelli Cardinals holding a 1-0 lead over the Assumption Royals. We'll be back with the top of the second coming up here in just about 30 seconds here in 105.5 FM WIRI.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Sitting in the morning sun.
4-5-6 batters due up for the Assumption Royals here in the bottom or the top of the second inning as they trail Pacelli 1-0 here at Spud Field, beautiful Plover, Wisconsin. Could say this could be the, I don't know if you can quite say the Highway 54 series, but maybe the Highway 66 series to go along with the I-70 series going on down in St. Louis. It's funny I mentioned that between the Royals and Cardinals. In the MLB, that is. They got a rain delay down there after the Cardinals squandered a big lead early in the game, and they fell, I think it was 10-7 last night, unfortunately. But what can you do? His first pitch to Vollert, swing and a miss, and Mance already up in the count. So you could say this is the Highway 66 series. We'll go with that. People don't like it, just contact Seth. Let him know. And he'll let me know, and we'll still do it anyways. Why not? On this nice day with plenty of sun. Earlier, remember, sun, that's a keyword. You have until 4:59 to text it into the Civic Media app. A chance to win prizes. As 1-1 pitch goes outside, so it's two balls, one strike now to Vollert. Up next, Elena Howie, and then after that, Brianna Howie. If anybody gets on, Lexi Stofflett will be due up. Vollert stands in, swing and a miss, and the count levels 2-2. little bit of haze moving in now. I don't think we're supposed to get any rain. Not today. I actually, last night with all that rain we got, my mom said she got over 2 inches of rain. There's a pitch on the inside and called strike three. And down goes Vollert for the fourth straight K in the game for Mansell. Now we have Elena Owie. She stands in, trying to get the Royals on the board, and if nothing else, just with a hit at this point. Four at-bats, four strikeouts for Mansell's. First pitch, swing and a miss for Owie. One of the freshmen to crack the lineup. And with that weather last night, 2 inches of rain, boy, oh boy, that's something. And I almost had to put a sonar app on my phone instead of a radar app to check the weather. Make sure a fish didn't hit my house. And a swing and a miss for Owie, Elena. And that's 0-2 in the count. Mansell stepping in, trying to make it five straight. And she swings and does it. As that's strikeout swinging for out number two. And that's five in a row for Mansell via the K. Now Brianna Owie now due up. She's trying to get them off the schneid. As Mansell steps up to the rubber. Trailing left foot, spin fire, and swing and a miss. The righty gets up in the count again. No balls, one strike. When you think about it, this sectional that is in that hosts Pacelli in Assumption. I mean, that's a tough one. Swing and a miss again for Brianna, and she's down the count, 0-2. Pacelli, Assumption, Auburndale. Oh, my. Marathon. Edgar, I believe. That's tough. That's tough sledding for anybody. Whoever wins this one's definitely going to earn it. Is inside, but called strike three. Six up, six down. And that's via the K. And no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on yet again for the Royals through one and a half. And we will be back with the, I believe that is 6, 7, 8 hitters due up now for the Cardinals. And we'll have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Six, seven, eight batters due up for the Cardinals, as it is a 1-0 advantage for Pacelli here in the bottom of the second inning. Cade Nelson, Peyton Mansell, and Elevan Order all due up in the inning. If anybody gets on, Jaden Strike will be rounding out the order. And then they turn over the order if it does indeed happen. Vollert, 3 Ks to her name, but she's given up 2 hits in a run. And this first pitch could be low and away to the lefty for a 1-0 count. Dealing, swing and a miss to Nelson as count goes 1-1. Standing in there is Vollert. She delivers home again. That's going to be chasing the ladder on that rise ball, and that's going to be a 1-ball, 2-strike count now to Nelson. Excuse me. Should be a 1-2 count. Standing in, popped up, foul and out of play. It almost gets an old-timer sitting at a table at another field. Oh, boy, that could have been bad news bears there. But, of course, I don't really know any good news bears either. And then there's a hit Fly ball going out to right field, camping underneath of it. Right fielder, Kylie Carroll, and she's there for out number one in this bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Peyton Mansell for the Cardinals. 1-0 lead here. It's Bud Field, Wowiak Soccer Complex. We'll see what Mansell can do. Standing there talking to her quick. It was the umpire. Not sure what that was about, but well, not a big deal. Let's play on here. Mansell stands in, ready to go. And pitch, and that's going to be fouled back into the netting, and no balls. One strike count now to Mansell. Mansell, she can throw the ball, but she can hit the ball. She does a very good job at that. I was looking through my stack of papers here. Mansell has a pretty good average. As Mansell sits here, I believe, if I look at this right, at a 333 average at a 407 on base percentage. So she does a good job getting on base, and she hits one up foul yet again, but she's down to the count, 0-2. Mansell, another foul into the fence, and she still sit at 0-2. As Royals trying to get out of this inning without giving up another run, as they try to get back to work and get a run of their own, and who knows, maybe score late and upset them. But we'll see what they do as the game goes on. His pitch, swing and a miss. Devaller fires and gets strikeout number 4 at Mansell's expense. As Elevan Order now due up for the Cardinals. She'll stand in, awaiting the offer from Macy Vollick. Two down in the inning, nobody on. Swing and a miss for Van Order, and she's down to the count. No balls, one strike. Yep, tis the season. High school sports just about done. Got state track this week, and the Royals are just sending a huge contingent over there as there is a pop. Just a little blooper to second, and that's gloved up by Owie. And that will be L4 for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Two in the books. Cardinals, they lead 1-0. Top third coming your way is 7-8-9 batters due up for the Royals, and we'll have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Seven, nine, eight batters, or 7-8-9, or whatever order you want to do it. 8-9, whatever. It works out that Lexi Stofflett, then Reagan Stablesky, and then Emerson Bry do up in the inning. If anybody gets on, they turn over the order for Anna School. So, first pitch, swing and a miss for Stofflett. That's a trend today, is six up, six down via the K for Peyton Mansell. As she's dealing, and for the most part, so is Macy Vollert. Stofflett stands in, swings under that one as she's down the count, no balls, two strikes. So we've seen state track coming up. The Royals send a contingent. They got four individual events, then a relay, and a swing and a miss for strikeout number 7 in a row for Stofflett. For out number 1, that brings up Reagan Stablesky. And the Royals trying to find a way to get on base here against Mansell as she is dealing. 7 up, 7 down via the K now. And a swing and a miss. And you know, I don't think it's a matter of her throwing what many call junk pitches, whether that's, you know, kind of a screwball or a changeup, curves, whatever. It's she's just hitting her spots, and the Royals are not able to catch up with it. As she now down in the count, 0-2 is Stableski. The Royals have runners in the track and field competition and at the 100 and the 200 individuals. And swing and a miss, down goes Stableski. That's 8 in a row now for the Royals. As now that brings up Emerson Bry. So the 100-meter, Bella Thomas. 200-meter, Bella Thomas. Thomas trying to be a 3-timer in the 100 and a 2-timer in the 200. Then the 1600 and 3200. There will be Lucy. There will be Lucy Dolan and Brooklyn Shanick competing in those, respectively. And then we've got a pretty good 4x400 relay. I believe a 4x400 relay where the Royals, they just smashing records. They broke a whole bunch of almost 40-year-old records. Yes. Things just going their way track and field-wise. And, you know, something that I don't think Coach Shanick thinks about, and I don't think the athletes think about it, but something I think about because I have to as a sports journalist and broadcaster, they could win a state title just if they do very well in those events. Just those four girls, they could bring a state title. You never know, though. Could happen is back-to-back bunt attempts trying to get on. Now in the down the count, 0-2, and now that's Bry, and she hits that foul, and she's still in the count, 0-2. Two down, nobody on. Is trying to break up this no-hitter, perfect game effort to this point for Mansell. I mean, she's perfect, absolutely perfect, striking out everybody. 8-for-8 via the K. Two down here. Top of the third, 1-0 Cardinals over the Royals. As that's popped up, and that will stay in play. And finally, not a strikeout, but it's still a fly ball picked up by the third baseman. F5, you're scoring way home. Now, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base through 2.5. And it will be the Cardinals due up 9-1-2. And we'll have that for in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
.891 batters due up for the Cardinals in the bottom of the third inning, leading 1-0 over Assumption. Spud Field over at Wojak Softball Complex. Sun peeking out again. You got a couple minutes to text in Sun to the Civic Media app. Chance to win some monies, not just $1. So that's plural, monies. Actually, I don't know if that's really how it works, but it should. If you do win, you'll get a call from our good buddy Seth Habiger, working the board here as always. You'll get a call from him, and he'll be singing that money, 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 money in his falsetto voice that he likes to do. Thank you for doing that, Seth. His first pitch to, that would be, Jaden Zdroik goes high, and it's a 2-1 count, I believe. As Jaden Zdroik then turn over for Matty Pianik and Katie Elka for the Cardinals. Swing and a miss, and count goes 2-2. Zdroik stands in. Gonna be high on the count. It's closer to level. Mansell is just dealing. 8 of 9 batters faced. All go down via the K. Swing and a miss and strikeout for Vollert for out number one in the third inning. And that turns things over for the Cardinals. And that will be Matty Pianik. She's 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored. Or single in a run scored, excuse me. As we move right on along, one down as there's a foul back into the screen. 3-1 count to Pianik. Sumption trying to get back to state for the third year in a row. Same as the Cardinals.